into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Request denied. An appellate-level court in New York said no to Donald Trump's request for more time to pay his nearly half-billion-dollar business fraud judgment.
Trump lawyers had argued the parameters of the judgment make it impossible for him to secure a bond for the full amount, but the appellate judge denied the request for more payoff time, but will allow Trump business dealings in New York to continue while his appeal plays out.
ABC's Derek Dennis. White powder letters sent to the offices of New York's Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron. It turned out to be harmless. The Supreme Court announced it will take up Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity in his effort to overthrow his election loss in 2020. An appeals court had ruled he has no such immunity. His spokesman says Alexei Navalny's funeral will be Friday in Moscow. Several venues had declined to host. Navalny, the Russian opposition figure, died earlier this month in a remote Siberian prison. This is ABC News. Hunter Biden spent most of the day Wednesday testifying behind closed doors before House Republicans bent on impeaching his father.
Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, on what Republicans accomplished during his 6 hours of testimony.
They have produced no evidence that would do anything to support the notion that there was any financial transactions that involved Hunter with his father. Period.
But committee chair James Comer says the public will hear again from Hunter.
This impeachment inquiry will now go to the next phase, which will be a public hearing.
No word on what, if any, new evidence Republicans uncovered. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Aldo Leopold Foundation announced the death of Estella Leopold, last remaining child of the famed conservationist. She was a researcher and scientist, dedicating her life to the land ethic philosophy of her father. Aldo Leopold, best known for A Sand County Almanac, one of the most influential books on ecology and environmentalism. Estella Leopold was 97 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with our lows in the lower single digits. Light winds on your Thursday. Any morning clouds out there will give way to sunshine, breezy south winds. Highs in the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark. Warmer on Friday. Currently 2 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing a song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Sing my share. Hey.
Q Country.
Kent's Wild is her. Lots of great country lined up. Working into a Thursday. Dierks Bentley on the way. Sam Hunt coming up. Kane Brown just added a whole bunch more dates to his In the Air tour. Now you can get out and see him if you'd like. So I can feel it on your favorite country station.
I can see you by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
Thank you. at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little
Outskirts. Boy, we had a couple deaths yesterday. If you're a fan of wrestling, WWE Virgil, he died the other day. He was sick with dementia and a bunch of other stuff, I guess. He was like 61 years old. He was big, what, 20 years ago. Was with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Broke off, did his own thing. Plus, we lost Richard Lewis, famed comedian. He died 76 years old. He had Parkinson's disease, so. Very upsetting. Bette Midler even posted about him, writing on X, on a sad note, the great Richard Lewis has died. Which, that's sad. I always thought Richard Lewis was pretty funny.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss. By mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that
ketchup. Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Perfect.
It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks. 98Q Country.
Yeah.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. Play.
place. Before that, Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson, Save Me. My name is Penrod. I want to save you from dying early. According to some new studies, using cannabis, any type of cannabis, can lead to significant increases in heart attacks and stroke risk. Even if you stick to just edibles, the study coming from researchers in Massachusetts and California, you have a 42% risk in a stroke and a 25% higher risk in a heart attack. So I want to rethink those little gummies you're popping every once in a while.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight with our lows in the lower single digits. Light winds on your Thursday. Any morning clouds out there will give way to sunshine, breezy south winds. Highs in the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark. Warmer on Friday. Right now, it's 1.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Country. Drunk and punch somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like.
Classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Yeah.
that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling out.
UFOs, aliens, and spaceships. Where are they all at? Well, according to some data from 2001 to 2020, the majority of all the UFO sightings are out west. That's right. California, Seattle, Washington, Arizona, Utah. That seems to be where most of the sightings are. Now, there is a couple here and there sporadically throughout the country, but seems like the hotbed is on the West Coast. So I don't know why they like the West Coast more than they like the East Coast, but that's where they're at.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Today's hottest country.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Justice is
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Tell